And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Let us pray. Dear Lord, bless the words that come from my mouth. May the words be pleasing in your ears. Bless the meditation of our hearts as we ponder over the words spoken today. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Thank you for washing away our sins with your blood. Amen. Betrayal, a powerful emotion that can break even the toughest of individuals. How many of you have felt betrayed by a close friend or a relative? Do you remember the pain it caused you? Do you remember the feeling of loneliness that accompanied soon after? There is a reason I didn't ask about the people that you don't consider friends, that you consider distant. But betrayal by friends and relatives, you never see that coming. It hurts most because it takes time to trust someone. And yet, it can be broken in less than a second. The emotions are laid out on a table, and one is most vulnerable for the aftermath. But for one moment, think about what Jesus felt in his most vulnerable time. He was beaten, scorned, and nailed to the cross, and God had to turn away. Jesus was fully human as one could be. He felt pain exactly like us. Imagine the emotional pain he would have went through after the physical torture. It must have drained him, physically and emotionally. But for a few seconds, just think. Think about the emotional turmoil he would have went through when he cried out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This was the only expression of Jesus in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark. Both Gospels related that it was in the 9th hour, after 3 hours of darkness, that Jesus cried out this fourth word. The 9th hour was 3 o'clock in Judea. After the fourth word, Mark related it with a horrible sense of finality. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last, Mark 15:37. The grief and pain of this expression clearly contrasts the 3 first words of Jesus. This cry is from the painful heart of this human Jesus who felt deserted by his Father and his disciples. As if to emphasize his loneliness, Mark even has his loved ones looking from afar. Jesus feels separated from his Father. He is now all alone, and he must face death by himself. Jesus knew what it was like to experience desertion. He came unto his own, but they received him not. The disciples fled, and now God deserts him. For Jesus, who lived in constant relationship and communion with his Father, this was the cruelest blow, a blow beyond description. God did forsake him. The often recurring question is, why was Jesus forsaken? The answer clearly is that we might never be forsaken while we live, that we might always know the presence and help of God. "And I will be with you always," Matthew 28:20. Matthew, who records the extreme loneliness of Jesus, ends his gospel with this promise of eternal companionship. Jesus' fourth word is the opening line of Psalm 22. And this cry from the cross recalls the cry of Israel and of all innocent persons who suffer. Psalm 22 of David makes a striking prophecy of the crucifixion of the Messiah, at a time when crucifixion was not known to exist. "They have pierced my hands and my feet. They have numbered all my bones," Psalm 22:16-17. The psalm continues, "They divide my garments among them, and for my vesture they cast lots," Psalm 22:18. But did this not have to happen? Did this not have to occur if Jesus was to save us? It was in the defeat of his humanity that the divine plan of his Father will be completed. It was by his death that we are redeemed. It was by his death that we are able to stand as witnesses to the world today, no matter how small we think it is. God turned against his son at that moment so that he would not turn against us. When we do feel alone, abandoned, deserted, or afraid, let us learn from Jesus' example. When we feel most betrayed, Jesus understands, for he experienced total abandonment. When we feel most alone, the truth and reality is that we are not. When darkness seems to hide his face, we should rest on his unchanging grace. In every wind that knocks us down, we should still trust in him. Never are we alone in our darkest moments. Never are we alone in our suffering. Never are we alone in the midst of our pain. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, never are we going to be alone because of his promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us.